Now we're going to have Christy Whiteside from Great Basin Mine Watch talk a little bit about some legislation that's been introduced by Congressman Gibbons and other issues that Great Basin Mine Watch is working on.
My name is Christy Whiteside, and I work with Great Basin Mine Watch. And we work on technical issues, legal and political issues surrounding mining throughout the Great Basin. And we also do some work down in the Mojave. We were founded in 1994 to work in conjunction with the Western Shoshone Defense Project around the dewatering issues at the pipeline mine just over here. And we still work to mitigate some of the dewatering issues. When they started this and they did their environmental reviews, they told us that the water would be clean, that they would put it back in the ground, that they would infiltrate it, and that there would be no problems. And we just completed a study, and we've proven them wrong. The water is full of nitrates and chlorides. There's arsenic and other metals in it. And it just continues to get worse. So we work in conjunction with the Western Shoshone Defense Project on these issues. We do a lot of permit review. Occasionally we litigate over permits. We find that a lot of times the limits are relaxed. We litigate on bonding issues. We have a pending project, the Phoenix Project by Battle Mountain, that a lot of you are familiar with. And we're asking for a trust fund because they're predicting acid drainage in perpetuity from that site, and they haven't properly funded it. So we're working to make sure that there is at least money to deal with that in the future. For time immemorial, there will need to be. And we're also working on the Mount Denebo mine, the pediment project. We'll work with Western Shoshone Defense Project to fight that mine. And we've begun that already. And it's going to be an uphill battle, but we think we have a very good chance. There's also a proposal from Representative Jim Gibbons to privatize 60,000 acres in Crescent Valley to sell it to Placer Dome, the mining company. It's kind of a giveaway for the lands that are already associated with the mines. There's also a proposal from Representative Jim Gibbons to privatize 60,000 acres in the valley here, and that would include the mountain, and it would give the land to Placer Dome. And we're working with Western Shoshone Defense Project to fight that. I've brought some letters with me for people to sign to the state BLM, to Representative Gibbons, to Reed, and to the board of directors of Placer Dome to tell them that we are against this proposal and that we're against the mine. So I'll pass those around if people would like to sign those. We would appreciate it. And you can put your return address on those and write a personal note if you like. There's space. But I just wanted to take the opportunity to introduce our organization and tell you a little bit about what we work on and how we work. We work with engineers and geochemists and hydrologists as well to work on the technical issues surrounding mining, because a lot of times, you know, the people that we work with are up against the mining companies and all of their technical experts. So we try to meet them halfway on that level. We also work politically. Yeah, when they privatize this land, they won't have to do any NEPA on it. They won't have to do any environmental impact statements, and all of the regulatory issues will fall under the purview of the state. And they're notoriously, they under-regulate the mines. They under-enforce, they under-regulate. So that's another reason we'll be working to fight that, because it'll take all of the public review out of it. You know, we'll be able to review permits as they come up, but there won't be any oversight of the entire project or any real public input. Gibbons is pushing this and telling people that there will be royalties coming from this and that it'll go into the state education fund and different things around the state. But the problem with that is that these royalties are only on minerals that are undiscovered at this point. And most of these lands that are up for privatization have already been explored. The ore bodies have already been delineated. So any mine that they build, there will be no royalties. So there's a lot of doublespeak going on. The lands, the 60,000 acres is in Crescent Valley itself, so Eureka and Lander. And then total, I don't know what the state total is, but those lands are in White Pine, Lander, Eureka, and Humboldt. and they're all associated with mines. And they will go to two mining companies, Graymont Resources, who I'm not that familiar with, and Placer Dome. And there's also talk that there is a larger bill or a larger proposal to make that a statewide thing for every mining company mining at this time. And it's in a lot of, it's to fight the moratorium on patenting that they put in place in, I believe it was, 97. So this is their response to that. Patenting is when the mining companies are allowed to buy the land, the surface land on which they're mining. And then they essentially own the land and the mineral rights, everything. Just cents on the acre. It's very small. Is it $5 an acre, $2.50 an acre? I don't know. It's just a pittance.